Welcome to this month's For Your Child newsletter. Our topic is FDA recommends ban on cough and cold medicines for children. A U.S. Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, advisory panel recommends a ban on over-the-counter cough and cold medicines for children younger than 6. The FDA points to studies that showed the remedies were no better than a placebo, which is an inactive substance. Outside experts also recommend the medication be tested on children to see if they're effective. The FDA panel says the evidence that the medications work is modest at best, even for adults. The recommendations apply to medicines containing at least one of the following ingredients: decongestants, expectorants, antihistamines, and antitussives. Dr. John Jenkins, director of the FDA Office of New Drugs, says the recommendations may not lead to a ban of these products, but to a warning on the label. Dr. Jenkins says the message of the panel is that they haven't seen scientific evidence that these products work in children. He says the experts were uneasy about determining doses for children based on adult doses. He also notes that parents should pay close attention to the directions on the label. A ban already has the support of safety experts at the FDA, who published a 365-page review recently that showed decongestants and antihistamines have been linked with 123 pediatric deaths since 1969. Many outside experts were also in favor of restricting children's access to cold remedies. Dr. Michael Shannon says the recommendation is exactly what's needed to alert parents and policymakers about the erroneous labeling, marketing, and use of these products. The products covered in the debate include approximately 800 popular medicines sold in the U.S. under names such as Toddler's Dimetapp, Triaminic Infant, and Little Colds. Experts estimate that Americans spend about $2 billion annually on cold medications. An FDA review of records filed with the agency between 1969 and September 2006 found 54 reports of deaths in children associated with decongestant medicines made with pseudoephedrine, phenylephrine, or ephedrine. It also found 69 reports of deaths associated with antihistamine medicines containing diphenhydramine, bromfeniramine, or chlorpheniramine. Most of the deaths involved children younger than 2. Last fall, leading drug makers announced a voluntary withdrawal of oral cough and cold medicines marketed for use in infants. That move affected only infant oral medicines, not those intended and labeled for use in children age 2 and older, notes Dr. Shannon. And nothing conquers the common cold, he adds. Dr. Shannon says, "We have to accept the fact that there are no real treatments for the cold. It's a mistake to think that there are medications that are really going to make a cold go away sooner or make the child feel much better." For more information, always consult your child's doctor. Thank you for listening. Please visit our website for more information on health and wellness topics.